Omani foreign ministers discussed regional and international developments. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says Tehran is ready to expand all-out strategic ties with Iraq. A recent U.S. Congress report terms the U.S.-led sanctions against Iran as futile. Pentagon says 3 rapes occur every hour in the U.S. military. And Syrian army advances in its mob operations against foreign-backed militants. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome. I'm Ali Reza Madadi with the latest coming to you live from Tehran. First of all, the Iranian and Omani foreign ministers have discussed the latest regional and international developments as well as ways to boost bilateral ties. During the meeting, Iran's Ali Akbar Salehi stressed the importance of bilateral consultations about major regional developments and described as close and similar the positions adopted by Tehran and Muscat on many issues. He also renewed the Islamic Republic's call for an end to bloodshed and violence in Syria. Salehi also condemned the recent Zionist regime's act of aggression against Syria, saying the move further sheds light on the identity of those behind the escalation of violence in the country. Yusuf bin Alavi bin Abdullah, for his part, pointed to the viewpoints shared by Tehran and Muscat and called for the expansion of bilateral ties between the two countries. Now, the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says the Islamic Republic is ready to expand all-out strategic ties with Iraq. Saeed Jalili made the remark on Thursday in a meeting with Abdul Abu Mehdi, a member of the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq. In his meeting, Jalili highlighted the significance of expanding public service sectors and consolidating economic infrastructures in Iraq. He further expressed optimism regarding the recent provincial council elections in Iraq, adding that progress and development in Iraq can be achieved through the unity and participation of all parties and groups. Abdul Mehdi, for his part, highlighted Iran's role and position in resolving regional issues. Now, the Iranian Army's Navy commander says the Navy is set to fully overhaul and launch a destroyer in the coming days. Addressing reporters, Rear Admiral Habibullah Sayari said the destroyer would join the naval fleet on May 24th after ongoing major repair work and being equipped with various weapon systems. He also added that the destroyer could carry out its missions in international waters accordingly. He said the deployment of the destroyer proves that the Iranian Navy is capable of modernizing equipment. Sayuri also noted that the destroyer is fitted with the state-of-the-art equipment such as missile, torpedo, artillery, and other information and communication systems. In recent years, Iran has made great achievements in defense sector and attained self-sufficiency in producing essential military equipment and systems. Now, a recent report by the research arm of the U.S. Congress says the U.S.-led sanctions against the Islamic Republic are losing their effect. The report released by the U.S. Congressional Research Service said the strategic efforts of sanctions might be abating as Iran adjusted them economically. The report said that the U.S.-led sanctions against Iran's energy sector have even led to a sharp increase in non-oil exports such as agricultural goods, mineral, and industrial services. It said sanctions do not appear to have reduced Iran's influence or strategic capabilities in the Middle East. The report also noted that the anti-Iran sanctions have also failed to hinder the Islamic Republic's ability to develop defensive weapons. It added that some may even argue that Iran might even benefit from sanctions over the long term by being compelled to diversify its economy and reduce dependence on oil revenues. Now, a new report by the U.S. Defense Department Pentagon says almost 3 rapes occur every hour in the U.S. military. Pentagon says sexual assaults in the military have increased to the alarming level of 70 per day. The report added that 26,000 service members were sexually assaulted in 2012, a 35% increase since 2010, when 19,000 such cases were reported. The newest statistic has raised serious concern about the soaring rate of sexual assault among U.S. servicemen. However, according to the report, the overall rate of sexual assault in the U.S. military may be even higher, as many victims fail to report out of fear or lack of justice under the military system of prosecution. And now a recap of our top stories. Iranian Omani foreign ministers discuss regional and international developments. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says Tehran is ready to expand all-out strategic ties with Iraq. A recent U.S. Congress report terms the U.S.-led sanctions against Iran as futile. Pentagon says three rapes occur every hour in the U.S. military. And Syrian army advances in its mop-up operations against foreign-backed militants. Now, the Syrian army has made advances on the strategic town of Al-Qusayr near the border with Lebanon. On Thursday, a large number of militants were killed during intense clashes with Syrian soldiers as Syrian government sought to flush armed men out of villages surrounding Al-Qusayr, situated in the south of the western city of Homs. The Syrian military also seized full control of Al-Shumaira village. Syrian troops also established total control over some villages north of Al-Qusayr. In other news, Syrian Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal al-Miqdad announced that the full readiness of the country's army to respond immediately to any fresh aggression by the Zionist regime against the Syrian territory. Elsewhere in the Middle East, pro-Taliban militants in Pakistan have threatened to disrupt the upcoming elections in the country amid recent deadly bombings ahead of the polls. The militant group issued a statement on Thursday calling for bombings and attacks in several parts of Pakistan to undermine the elections. Pakistan holds its National Assembly election on May 11th, elections for a total of 577 seats in the four provincial assemblies will also be held on the same day. Earlier on Thursday, a bomb blast in Karachi injured 18 people, including women and children. The death toll from attacks ahead of Pakistan's election has also surpassed 100. Now, a year after Spain's government announcement of nationalization of Bankia, activists staged a series of disruptive actions prompting the temporary closure of at least 20 branches of the bank.
Bankia has received a number of loans. It evicts people. It cheats. All you have to do is look at its record. It's a disaster. It has received money from the government. We have to pay its debt. It's the bank which is leaving more people on the streets, especially in Madrid. It has cheated pensioners and savers. It has kept the money. There is a court case against many of its management, and they're all at home.
This protest is really good because it is social and involves collaboration. It is not linked to any party, association or union. We are just citizens who are outraged about something that shouldn't be. I came but I couldn't enter. I have an account here I haven't used in a long time with €2 and came to close it. But I was not going to go in there and scream, which is what I feel like doing. One feels like doing more.
Now, the rate of unemployment in Greece has climbed to 27% in February, with youth unemployment the highest among all age groups. The Greek State Statistics Agency said on Thursday that the number of unemployed people in the debt-stricken country rose to 1.3 million in February. The agency also said the youth aged 15 through 24 were hit the hardest, with an unemployment rate of 64.2% compared to 59.3% in January.
There is no way to reduce this unemployment rate. I'm telling you that I haven't been unemployed for 4 years. I'm a graphic designer, and as you understand, we are finished. We are done. There is no way out.
The company closed. It shut down completely. There was no option to remain there. Now I'm looking left and right to find a job, so I can stand on my feet.
As long as we are governed by such people, there is no future for this country. If we get rid of them, I hope that we might see a better day.
Of course I'm worried, but I want to maintain some optimism. We cannot go on like this. I want to believe that something will happen.
Meantime, unemployment rate in Portugal has also hit a new record high of 17.7% in the first quarter of 2013. Portugal's National Statistics Institute said on Thursday that the number of jobless people rose from 16.9% in the fourth quarter of last year to 17.7% in the first quarter of 2013. Meantime, the center-right government predicted an unemployment rate of 18.2% for the entire 2013 and 18.5% for 2014 as the effects of recession and spending cuts take hold. The data came as the government announced a new spending package last week, forecasting the cut of 30,000 public sector jobs. Now, a lightning strike injured 39 people, each of them severely, at a Father's Day party in eastern Germany on Thursday. More than 500 people were attending the event when the lightning struck a group of trees and a nearby switchbox. Police said many people also suffered burns and were treated for shocks.
This lightning hit a switchbox at the same time, and following this, wide part of the festival grounds were set under electricity. All people in the surrounding area were in danger and many were injured.
And finally, disaster officials in the Philippines said on Thursday that the bodies of four Europeans and their Filipino guide, killed by rocks in a volcanic eruption early this week, are brought down from Mount Mayon. 21 climbers and guides were on Mayon when it erupted on Tuesday. 9 were also injured in the eruption. The 2,460-meter volcano southeast of Manila has erupted about 40 times over the past 400 years.
So I heard from the Office of Civil Defense that the four Thai nationals are now safe and then they are in the hospital here. The one that's still missing, Mr. Bunchai, already been found yesterday. So he will be transferred to the hospital today.
Well, with that, we come to an end of this edition of IRI in English News. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Goodbye.